If you want to see birds, then the Wadden Sea along the coast of West Jutland in Denmark is a great place to go. With between 10 and 12 million birds visiting the area, you're bound to spot something. So what makes the area so attractive to the birds? Thomas Jensen is a nature guide from the Wadden Sea Centre.
Some of these birds are travelling up to 20,000 kilometres per year, so they need to have their fat deposits rebuilt.
Now, if there's between 10 and 12 million coming, though, how come there's enough for them all to eat?
Firstly, because on the tidal flats you have a very high primary production of small algae, benthic diatoms, which are very prominent in the sea in northern areas. And you have what you could compare to an agricultural field measured in milligram carbon fixation by the photosynthesis on every square meter. So you have an enormous amount of algae, enormous amount of food for small animals. And these small animals are the food for the birds coming here. So that was the first half of the explanation. The second half of the explanation is that every bird is specialized for different food items. They do not have to walk around competing for exactly the same food. They are eating up to 17 hours per day. So they're using every hour without water on the tidal flats. And some of them have long beaks, some of them have short beaks, some of them have beaks that are curved downwards, some of them are curving upwards. Some of them have short legs, so they can only use areas with very little water. Some of them with the long legs can go around in deeper water to find their food. So they are specialized to find different types of food, different types of small animals in the bottom. So they do not have to compete all the time.
If we take some examples then, let's say an avocet versus a dunling versus an eider duck, what would be the differences there?
Well, the eider duck is a mussel and clam eater, and it will actually swallow the mussels and then crush them in the gizzard. So it can utilize food items larger than the other birds. The avocet has a beak that is curved upwards, so it cannot get the beak into the mud, but it can go on the surface of the mud, taking small shrimps, small worms and small snails from the upper sediments to eat. And the dunlin is a very small bird with a small eye and a small beak. And the beak doesn't go very deep into the mud, and the eye is not very big. Normally the eyes can tell if it's a visual predator, and the dunlin is probably not. It's not very keen on catching specific items. As long as they are small enough to get in the beak, it will eat them. So they just land on the tidal flats, and then about every second they put their beaks into the mud, trying to find small food items.
These are some of the birds that tend to come here regularly. What about the unusual ones that if you're really lucky you might see?
Usually I said that in the Wadden Sea you cannot say, no, this bird isn't here. Because this area is so rich in resources and it is situated on the Northeast Atlantic Flyway. So probably every bird once in a while will visit this area. But we have large eagles, we have sometimes waders brought in from more eastern flyways that will appear here. The spoonbill, for instance, is also starting to breed in the area. So we can really have a lot of different birds, also the very rare ones.
And when do you think is the best time to come and see the birds here?
Oh, definitely in the migration period. And the migration period starts in end of March and continues until the start of June. But many of the birds will also stay here in June. Some of them will be breeding birds in the area. But in the spring, and then again in the autumn, at the end of August, September, October, we have lots of waders. In October, November, we have lots of geese coming here from the northern breeding grounds.
That's Thomas Jensen from the Wadden Sea Centre in West Jutland in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.